Terra fell away into the endless blackness, and the derelict ventured on alone, its drives blazing against the void. The vessel was only a guttering candle, a tiny shard of corroded steel in the unforgiving night. As Tallery faded into the mindless non-sleep of stasis, Garrow joined her in his own kind of suspended animation. The legionary allowed himself to drop into a trance state. The catalepsian node implant, deep in his cerebellum, let him take rest without the need for true sleep as humans knew it. As one hemisphere of his brain went dormant, the other maintained a baseline level of alertness, shifting function back and forth, so that he would never truly lose himself to unconsciousness. The days stretched and thinned like heated glass. In the dark and dreamless abyss between worlds, the silence was all-encompassing. Out here, where stars turned upon pillars of gravity and the night went on forever, one might be able to briefly forget that this was a galaxy in flames. But those who looked with sharper eyes, those who could perceive the foulness tainting those distant beacons of light, they saw the threads of corruption reaching from world to world, the suns burning out, and the planets becoming ashen, barren, and forgotten. In the silence, the galaxy screamed. But Garrow did not hear it. He remained behind the walls of his own mind, in the company of thoughts that moved with a glacial slowness in the thrall of the half-sleep. For the former Death Guard, there were only the questions that never left him, the doubts and the fears.
Keeler, where are you?
His unquiet spirit pulled at the tethers of his soul, resisting the truths he had set out for himself. If he did have faith, as he had told the scribe, then why was it so hard to accept the way of things? Was there still some small part of Nathaniel Garrow that longed to see the rebellion end peacefully? Was there a vain hope that all the terrible acts he had seen committed might somehow be undone? Too many secrets. Garrow had come to Riga searching for meaning, and for his folly he had uncovered only more questions. And so, a more pressing uncertainty was left at the fore.
What is Othrys?
The ship fell through space towards the answer. The voyage seemed to go on forever. But finally, at journey's end, after time unreckoned by the silent, unmoving warrior and his reluctant companion, the old and wounded corvette allowed itself to be captured by the gravity well of a cloudy, umber sphere. Had there been an observer at the armor glass portals on the command deck, they would have noted that from a distance, the planetoid seemed to be without surface features of any kind. But upon closer approach, it became clear that this world was shrouded in a thick mantle of billowing haze, held aloft by constant, powerful winds. The ship shifted course and dropped towards the ocean of shade, maneuvering thrusters jetting out blasts of fire to set it on the correct path. Other craft that had come in from differing points of the etheric compass were following the same mandated route. Some of them were near wrecks like the corvette, others newer vessels fresh from Forge World shipyards all across the segmentum. All had come here in secret purpose, their crews either lobotomized half-minds or a scant number of souls gifted with a most confidential trust. Reaching the point of atmospheric interface, the craft cut into the dense alien sky, briefly transforming into a lance of fire before tearing through. The derelict's last flight was almost over, and rather than be taken by the teeth of distant Jupiter's breaker rigs, its iron bones and steel skin would be repurposed here instead by other hands, for duties unguessed at by the Imperium at large. Emerging from the thick, swirling cloud base, the ship began a wide turn over the coast of a methane sea, tacking into the wind and a driving hydrocarbon rain. crossing sculpted crags of black ice and cryovolcanic ridges, its engines fired one final time to settle it into the grasp of the towering cranes that would disassemble it. Swallowed by the unknown sky, the dying note of the main drives fell to stillness. Othrys had taken another claim, and the count was far from ended.